Summer is upon us, and whatever you have going on, a vacation, a staycation, a summer wedding, well, Macy's has you covered. If you need summer dresses, matching sets, volume sleeve tops, wedges, straw-crafted bags, I mean, really, they have what you need head to toe. I'm talking Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. So shop summer must-haves at Macy's. Go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Again, that's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. All summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Happy Thursday, sitting across from Reagan and Polly, who I met on Instagram, and their handle is at Next Door Life. And honestly, guys, I don't even know how I started following y'all. I think someone I must follow in Nashville reposted some outfit thing y'all did, and I was obsessed with whatever you were wearing or showing off at the time, because that is what y'all are rock stars at. And I was like, ooh, I need to follow this account because they have really good links to clothes and cute things. And I just want y'all to take it away from here and explain to people who you are, how y'all met, how y'all started this whole fashion Instagram thing together and have, you know, built a following and can, well, essentially now you make money off of your passion of, yes, you know, friendship and friendship and fashion.
Unbelievable. Well, where should we start, Polly? How do we want to start?
Polly here. And then obviously that's Reagan. That was Reagan.
Reagan.
Let's start with how we first met, because we first met when I moved onto the street that Reagan lived on, which was in the subdivision that I grew up in. And so we first met, what, 11? Was that 11 years ago, Reagan?
Yeah.
First met then, and obviously hit it off. We became best friends, and then I'm trying to think of the day even that we were like, hey, let's work together.
I mean, obviously after the Instagram era, we both were on Instagram, obviously, and following other influencers. And one day we were messaging and I was like, Polly, why don't we do this? Because we'll go to H&M or wherever and be like, hey, look at this. Do you think this is cute? Should I get it? Blah, blah, blah. Do you like this? Look what I got today. And we're sending videos and we're also watching other women on Instagram do the exact same thing. And we're like, we should try this. And Polly's like, yes. I feel like you even said you were just praying about something like that, right?
Yes, like the day before. It was very divine. It was really special the way it happened. But honestly, I mean, Amy, we were already like, what we do today or any day as far as like film try-ons in random stores, or if we get in a big shipment from Zara and we're like, you know, adding stories on Instagram to our page, we were already doing that to each other, and our friends would be like, hey, I really need a white blazer. Where can I find a good one? Or, hey, I've got an event. What in the world am I supposed to wear to it? So I feel like we were already kind of organically doing it with our circle of friends and family. So it felt really natural to start the page and make it, you know, make it on a different platform or try it out on a different platform than just like texting our friends and family. So that's kind of, I mean, that's how it started. And then we just thought, let's just be consistent and give it a year and be consistent with it and see how it goes. And that was several years ago. And we've just been loving it and having fun.
Well, and it's evolved into y'all will go in and do consultations in people's closets, which I hired y'all to come do just to help me clean through and sift out what do I need to let go of because there's some stuff I'm just not wearing or what outfits can be my go-to, my grab-and-go. And that was one of my favorite things is y'all made me a little grab-and-go section where it's an outfit that's already pieced together. It already is good because I get overwhelmed putting outfits together. And one thing that y'all were pretty adamant about is everybody needs to have at least one good blazer. I know Reagan thinks we need 5 white ones, but at least...
Yeah. I have a problem.
So why is a blazer such an important piece to the closet? Because some people maybe haven't gone in and bought their first blazer yet.
Well, I didn't know about how great a blazer could be before Polly. So Polly gets the blazer credit from the beginning, but I've definitely taken it and ran with it because now I have probably 12 or 14. But it also doubles as a jacket, but it felt very businessy at first. But then once you wear it with something not businessy, it just gives the smart, chic, really cool girl vibe, which we're all secretly yearning for. I don't know, looking for, maybe not, but it's a piece that it's not business. It can be business, but it also can be totally fun and really functional with, like, you know, as a jacket, it's got pockets, you look cool.
I feel like for me, what the blazer does is makes, because I love to dress up, but for me, it just kind of like pulls everything together. So you can have on, like, you know, a pair of Lululemon leggings and sneakers and a graphic t-shirt. But if you put on the blazer, you kind of feel like you can, yeah, it takes everything up a level or two. I mean, and it's like cutoffs and a tank top feels a little bit casual. But then if you throw a blazer on with it, it just, I don't know, it adds like refinement to an outfit. It feels more finished. And I really like things. I know we're on 4 things podcast, but I really like 3 things too. And so I feel like an outfit with 3 items feels way better than just like a top and pants or, you know, a skirt and a shirt. It's like, if you have that third item as, you know, whether it's a jacket or a blazer, feels a little more complete.
I like the 3 things tip and just that, yeah, that one little piece can be such a game changer. And y'all mentioned H&M and Zara earlier and that y'all were already shopping there and then sending each other texts and videos. And then I do feel like y'all post a lot of those stores in your Instagram stories or in your, you know, your like to know it, which I appreciate because those are price points that are affordable and it's really cute stuff. And some of it is a little more trendy. So, you know, it might go out of style and then you haven't spent a bunch of money on something that you might not wear in a year or two. But what I also love is that y'all mix high-low though.
Yeah.
And y'all are really good at hitting up all the stores where, I mean, but how do you decide what you're going to spend low and then spend high on?
That's a great question. Cause I feel like a lot of people are nervous to spend pretty pennies on some of those items. So I think Reagan, I think that we could do this pretty well.
Belts, shoes, purses. Those are the things you're going to get so much wear out of and wear forever and ever.
Yes.
H&M, they're basically pulling from designers, but at $25 or $49.95. So you're not spending all this money on styles that next summer you're going to be like, I don't want to wear the hot pink, the neon pink, whatever, one shoulder or something, but I only spent $19.99. Give it to your friends, whatever. Have a closet sale. But then your big spendy pieces, you got a great, beautiful leather belt or a great bag. Those are timeless and will never go out of style. Whereas if you spent the $500 on like a button down from a designer or boutique, and the next summer you're like, oh, I don't like it anymore. Anyway, so.
Well, and also to that point, it's also like about cost per wear. I feel like Carrie Bradshaw was the first one to really like kind of introduce that whole idea as far as like, what's the true price of something is like the cost per wear. So when you spend your money on the more expensive accessories, and that's not to say that all your accessories should be expensive. It's just, hey, if you want to dive into that kind of higher price point items, then try it out on the accessories first. It's kind of more what we're saying. You don't have to spend a lot of money on anything to have a cute outfit. We all know that. but you can get a lot more wear out of, say you find a belt that you really love and it just happens to be maybe like a designer belt that's going to kind of elevate that Old Navy dress, or, you know, the romper from H&M and, you know, the blazer from Zara or whatever. I think you definitely are going to get your money's worth when it's something that you can wear, whether it's on repeat or it's just you're wearing it more often. It just makes more sense, whether it's like a belt or a belt bag or shoes, you know, that kind of thing.
You just mentioned Old Navy, and I got to say right now, I had just texted someone, don't sleep on Old Navy right now, because they have some of the cutest stuff. I think it can go in waves, but I was there getting some stuff for the kids because we're going on a vacation, and I was shopping for them, and I went over to the women's section, and I found this like black bodysuit type dress that just was so cute, and I'm going to, you know, throw a denim jacket over my shoulder, which I feel is like... both of y'all
approved.
Do that. I don't know why I'm thinking of Polly when I picture that, but not putting your arms in the sleeves of the denim jacket, but just laying it on your shoulders. I feel like that's a signature look of y'all's.
It's a look.
It's a Kim K.
I'm into it.
I love it.
So another thing that I know y'all are big on is don't waste your fancy. So share with others what that means.
Well, for me, that's something. So my sister has always said that. I have a big sister that is my best friend, and she's always said, don't waste your fancy. But really where it started was us like watching our maternal grandmother and our mom growing up. And my mom is a makeup artist. So I think I always learned from a young age that like you get your, you know, a lady gets herself ready for the day, whether you're leaving the house or not, whether you're going to see anyone or not. So I think I always grew up like having my hair, like, you know, my hair not done, but, you know, like getting myself ready for the day, whether it's a little bit of makeup or putting on a real outfit, like real clothes and that kind of thing. So I've just always done that. And it's not for anyone else, obviously, like even if I'm not going to see anyone, it's really just for me. And, you know, growing up watching my mom, like, you know, go to Kroger and get like a shrimp cocktail, but then replating it on and using like a real silver fork just for a snack, just for herself. And like kind of just watching that kind of stuff happen. And my grandmother was the same way. Or using like, you know, the china and like the real silver just for her own coffee, just by herself. Not having a party, not having girlfriends over. So it's about using and wearing your fancy things. Like use your china. What are we saving stuff for? Like why are you saving your sequins dress if you feel like wearing sequins just on a, you know, date night to Jill Alexander's? Like no one says you can't if that's what you feel good in. So yeah, so it's really just about not hiding your fancy and not wasting your fancy. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And I love that it translates. It's not just about your fancy clothes or getting dressed up and feeling good, which y'all have a variety of stuff. I love too that you even post, you know, sporty stuff and what athleisure wear. And I've clicked on plenty of links. I learned about these amazing Outdoor Voices shorts that I saw Reagan in. She had posted and I bought those. And when I wear them, I get compliments all the time. And I'm like, oh yeah, at Next Door Life, except for their Outdoor Voices. But I, you know, but back to wasting your fancy, it's not just the clothing thing. It makes me think of my Aunt Lisa. She eats cereal out of a glass bowl with a silver spoon and a cloth napkin. She'll sit down by herself and that's how she wants to enjoy her cereal. Now I'll have it in a paper bowl with a plastic spoon, whatever. I don't really think about it, but if I were to sit with it a little bit more, I might enjoy my experience every once in a while if I just elevated it a little bit just because. I was hosting Thanksgiving a couple of years ago and I think 23 or more people were coming to my house. And I thought I was genius by going on Amazon and ordering this plasticware that looked fancy, but we could just throw it away because I was overwhelmed at the thought of doing dishes for 23 people. And my sister flew in for it and she got here and she saw my beautiful plasticware and she said, oh no, no, this is not how we're doing Thanksgiving. Food tastes better on a real plate. And she said, we have plenty of people and plenty of children and we will get the dishes done. And I'm so glad she did that. And I'm glad, you know, we have older sisters or people, but it, honestly, it doesn't matter if you want to eat it on the plastic. But all that to say that sometimes elevating it does make it a little bit better experience.
Yes. And really, it's also about like, what are you waiting for? Like what would necessitate then you finally to use it? Or is it just going to sit on, in your cabinet and gather dust? And the same with your closet, like you spent money and time and you found that beautiful dress that you love or that gorgeous, you know, those heels that you love. It's about just actually using it and wearing it and not saving things. So yeah, just don't save your fancy. You don't have to. It's okay to be the most dressed up one in the room. If that's what you're scared of, to not, you know, if you're like, oh, I don't want to wear that because I don't want to be too dressed up, you know, it's just do it. Just go for it.
It also can translate into cooking, which we try to get up one recipe a week on our page. And you saying you got the plastic silverware because you didn't want to wash the dishes. And your sister's like, we can wash the dishes. Like, we're not in that big of a rush. So, and I'm like, ooh, I want to make something good. I will go and buy like the little piece of dill that goes on top, and I'll make the creme fraiche for the topping because I want the experience at home in the meal with the family to be as good as we went to some fancy restaurant and bought something. And some people are probably like, well, I can't make food like that. I mean, it's following a recipe, so I feel like people underestimate themselves, but sometimes it's fun to go the fancy route, the same with clothes as it is food.
Yeah.
And, you know, Reagan, I mentioned your sporty look. I honestly think that I found y'all, now that I'm thinking about it. You had gone to Montana, and maybe someone reposted you in Montana with those cute Outdoor Voices shorts. But I really feel, and I have never been to Montana, but I have a dream
strip
that's like
there.
On my bucket list. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to go to Montana. But I honestly think that that's when I started following, and I thought, oh, look at her cute hiking shoes, and look at her little fanny pack, and look how cute she is with her hat. And she's just on a trail, but looked adorable. I don't necessarily pull myself that together for a hiking trip. But again, it's like, mm-hmm. why not? Why not elevate the experience and feel super cute when you're out there and end up with really a beautiful...
And then your pictures, when you post your vacay pictures, are even better.
Yes.
You try it harder with the outfit. That also comes with the biz. That's another thing I do love about An Extra Life. I've talked way in the beginning. I mean, we've been, it's over 4 years now, or three and a half, four, somewhere in there. It's like, I'm also really grateful for An Extra Life because... I have so many great things and I do love to dress up, but I would find myself not, because I'm like, well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing anything. I'm not seeing anybody.
It's given you a reason to do what you already love to do, which was,
yeah.
Pick out a great outfit. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I mean, especially during COVID, I got in the habit of just wearing leggings all the time and just showing up to work like, eh. And honestly, when I do elevate it, I feel like my confidence is boosted for the day. And so we can all get in ruts, but
yeah.
I have been thankful for Instagram giving me the opportunity to follow y'all. And there's a few other people that I would put into that category that I keep in my account that just make me feel good when I look at their content, but they're also giving me ideas of how to feel my best. Like, there's nothing negative on y'all's pages or anything crazy like that. Like, you're just trying to do your part to be our little BFFs over Instagram, trying to help us get dressed for those of us that struggle
sweet.
With it.
Well, and to that note too, though, Amy, is like another thing I like to say is to dress for the mood that you want to be in. Because I know it's easy to be like, it's raining out, and you just like throw something on. But I like to, for me, it helps me. This is just like the kind of person I am, to dress for the mood that I want to be in. So if I'm feeling kind of drab that day, then I might take it up a couple notches, even more than I normally would. And I feel like so you do this and then your mood will follow.
All right. Before we wrap this thing and move on to the next, if y'all had a piece of advice or encouragement for anybody else listening that's like, oh, wait, my BFF and I, or my neighbor and I, we could do something like this. What is a little starter piece of advice for them?
Just go for it. We were scared. We're like, what would people think? That is like the number one thing. What will people think? You know what? Nobody's thinking about you as much as you think they're thinking about you. Just do what you want to do. Go for it. If it's something you're excited and passionate about, that will totally shine through and you probably will succeed. So I'd say go for it.
And another thing is be consistent. Just if you're going to decide to do it, just be consistent. That was one thing that we said to each other, that no matter what, like, let's just be consistent and give it a go.
And one thing I have noticed on your page is that y'all have an outline, you have a plan. And so that probably helps with the consistency. Is the posts go a picture of Reagan, a picture of Polly, and I may have this wrong, but I'm just from me following, that's what I see. And then there's like maybe both of y'all, and then there's the food recipe, and then there's a picture of Reagan, a picture of Polly. So do y'all have certain responsibilities, like one person posts in stories one day, or do y'all, and then you swap, or how does that work?
Yeah, we take turns, which helps a lot, just because, you know, we're both moms also, and we both have kids and houses to run and that kind of thing. So it helps that we take turns. But yes, I mean, you basically know our formula.
Yeah, exactly. You've outed us. It's me, Polly, us, food, and vice versa. Yeah. But stories, it's kind of like if you have something to say, get on and say it. But usually, if the person's posting, they usually do the stories. But then sometimes you'll see both of us on or flip-flop. It just depends what's going on that day. And sometimes you won't see us because we don't feel like getting on stories, but we'll add some, like, great sales going on or stuff like that because, you know, you're not always wanting to show your face on Instagram, but usually we are, and usually we – I feel like we kind of do a good job of sharing enough personal life where people kind of feel like they know us. I hope they do, at least.
Right. So a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day. All right, so I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have, especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14-karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover-up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148, so that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Second thing. All right, for this thing, I want to talk about treating yourself like you're dating yourself, which kind of makes you think of what we were talking about in the last thing, like, you know, don't waste your fancy, like get dressed up, even if it's just for yourself, or eat with the fancy silverware, even if it's just for yourself. And so why is this something that is important to y'all?
Well, this is something that I say that I say a lot. I think it's important to me because I don't know if it's, you know, and it's not just because we're mothers. I think just as women, doesn't matter if you have kids or not, but as women, we tend to put so many other people first around us. And so if we start to treat ourselves like we're dating ourselves, it's things like I've gotten in the habit, I don't know, in the last 10 years of buying myself flowers. I'm not going to wait for someone to buy me flowers. I'm just at least every 2 to 3 weeks, I will, when I'm at Publix or wherever, I will just buy myself a whole bunch of flowers. And it feels really good. And I fill my house up, and it, you know, with $20, you can have a whole lot of flowers in your house. And it's also things like taking myself to lunch and whether it's going to Chipotle and then sitting in my car and listening to a great podcast alone in the movie theater parking lot, like some weirdo, or if it's, you know, just going to, actually going to a restaurant and sitting by myself. Or I've even gone on vacations totally. I've gone on a vacation totally alone, spent 4 days by myself. So it's things like that. And I know not, you know, you might not have the time in your schedule to do something like that, but you can start with flowers.
Yeah, that's Polly's big thing. I like to buy myself drinks. I don't know if that's technically dating myself, but that's my special treat. Polly does flowers. I buy special drinks, like those really expensive probiotic sodas. I always like stash them in the back of the fridge so no one can find them except for me. Or like special chocolate that's in the pantry. There's a whole shelf that's dedicated to me that hopefully is hidden from everyone in my family. But don't put yourself last, like Polly was saying. Like as a mom, there's so many people that need us all day long that we need to have some little tiny joy in there. It's like, oh no, the chocolate bars wait for me at the end of the day, or like my soda at 4 o'clock, or like a special coffee drink. We need to have something to look forward to on days where it's heavy and it's rough.
Well, and so since y'all are running an Instagram account, and social media can be overwhelming at times, and I know you said that y'all will split it up, but how have y'all set these boundaries for yourself? So that way you are able to put yourself first, even when it comes to getting sucked into Instagram and making sure that that doesn't happen and you're not on too much. Or did you ever have a season where you're like, whoa, we probably need to pump the brakes on this a little bit, where I feel like I'm on social media all the time? And how did you find that groove?
We've actually navigated this over the last year and other times as well. But I think when one person, whether we're going through a season or whether it's just like a couple of days of just like something crazy going on, we've actually done really well with the other person just takes the slack. And sometimes you don't even have to ask to do it. It just has organically happened.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's just ebbed and flowed so naturally. It's like when I know Polly's down, I'm like, I don't mind at all. I'm just like, no, I'm going to be in charge today, or vice versa. And it also kind of flows with the time of the month. If you see us on there more or less, it's you can kind of tell. I don't know if we're more chatty or less chatty, but it works because Instagram's kind of, I don't want to say easy, but yeah, we figured it out. And as long as we keep something up there for people at all times, normally it's us, sometimes it's not. But we've kind of done that just seamlessly without even really talking about it.
Which is, again, Amy, the benefit of like working with your best friend, because it just like we're able to do that really easily. So I think that's also been key in us like still enjoying it after all these years, is just like the fact that we're doing it together.
Have you ever had to deal with conflict that you wouldn't have otherwise dealt with just being neighbors and friends, but having this business together? Do y'all handle conflict the same, or does one of you want to address it right away and the other one's like, I need to process? Or how do y'all deal with any conflict?
Oh, we've definitely dealt. I mean, I think any best friends who are honest with each other have dealt with conflict, yeah, for sure. But I mean, I think we've been really good at, we both like to communicate, and I think we both move on pretty quickly. I mean, our personality types are really good together. I don't know if you talk, or if you know, people that are listening know much about the Enneagram, but Reagan's a 7 and I'm a 4. So she's really good at moving on and moving forward. And I'm a lot deep in my feelings.
Yeah. So we'll both talk about it and be like, hey, let's discuss this. And then it's like, are we good? Are we good? Okay, let's keep moving.
But we both pretty much have the same taste. We have very similar taste. So, I mean, that helps with like, as far as what our Instagram is and like what we're doing, it helps. Now there's sometimes where like, you know, I'll add a swipe up for something that Reagan would never buy or vice versa, but that really happens very rarely. And there's always someone that appreciates it. So, you know, it just works.
How important would you say in a relationship, you know, whether it's with a friend or a coworker or, you know, a spouse or something like that, knowing the Enneagram is for you guys?
100% important.
It's very helpful. So yeah, it just really gives you an insight to how that person, what they love, what they hate, how they work, how they think, it explains a lot about a person. So I think if people haven't looked into that, they should definitely take a test and see what they are, and their spouses and their best friends and coworkers, all the things. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, what it does is, like she said, like whether it's with my kids or a new friend or whatever, it allows you to say, oh, it makes sense that ... Like, oh, Reagan, it makes sense that you want to plan a party because you haven't planned one so long and you're such a mover and a shaker. And it allows me to say, oh, that makes sense that you want this or responded this way or feel this way. And so I just think it helps relationships. I think it helps with like empathy and it helps understanding. I think it's fabulous.
No, I agree. I mean, it's not 100% foolproof, but I think that the more we can do to try to understand and have grace for where someone may be coming from. And yeah, lucky Reagan, you're always down for a good time.
You said that. Or canceled plans. Either one. The last minute plan is my favorite.
Right. So a lot of us are guilty of doing that whole last minute shopping thing when it comes to holidays, like Mother's Day. You might be in that position right now, and that makes it challenging to find a great gift for mom. But don't worry, Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. So whether the mom in your life is a fashionista or maybe even a photographer or a fanatic about yoga, Macy's Gift Finder has got so many great gift ideas to make her feel special. Now, Mother's Day is May 12th, so make sure you make note of that. Don't have much time. That's okay. Macy's has got you covered. And you can shop by price, $25 and under or $100 and under. You can shop by category, fragrances, handbags, and more. Or they've got gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, or gifts for grandma. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid camera. That would be so awesome to receive. Or my personal favorite, man, I would love to get this as a gift, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. Again, it's pretty easy. Just head on over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. A friend was over for dinner the other day, and, you know, we were just making conversation around the table, asking questions. And this friend said to my daughter, like, hey, what's something that makes your mom happy? And her response without missing a beat was clean countertops. Wiping down the countertops is a simple way for me to reset, especially when the smell is just right. And by smell, I'm talking about coconut. Coconut scented Clorox Scentiva is my go-to. And I personally love that she answered that without hesitation. That means she knows me well, and that's really special. And of course, yeah, I do love clean countertops. I love wiping them down. I will always choose the smell of coconut over anything. I don't know what scent matches your vibe, but there's coconut, there's grapefruit, there's lavender. And again, for me, it's always going to be coconut. My kitchen smells like a little tropical vacation when I use it. And I love that with Clorox, I know I'm getting a really good clean as well. So it's a powerful clean and a refreshing scent. Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. You can get yours now at a retail store near you.
All right, so I know every often on your Instagram feed, you try to include the food post or maybe even a cocktail post, but we were talking about it before we started recording, and it's almost like you're like, everyone needs to know how to make at least one really good cocktail, and people could even make it into a mocktail if they wanted to, but what is a go-to drink? Because some people don't honestly have one in their back pocket that they could bust out if they are trying to have friends over or even neighbors over. It's crazy. Y'all started a whole business being neighbors and becoming friends, and it's this whole thing. And some people, I've been on this big kick of getting to know your neighbors because I've been trying to get to know mine. And some people still don't even know their neighbors. So let's just create a hypothetical situation that someone listening right now might want to invite their neighbor friend over, a fellow girl from the neighborhood or woman. What cocktail would y'all recommend that she make?
We are tequila girls. So
yeah,
I'm going to say get some sparkling waters, lime or Perrier, lime Perrier, a decent bottle of tequila would be $20. Some ice, some lime, some simple syrup, or you can even buy a bottle of margarita mix, and that's really all you need. I feel like our go-to is probably just tequila, sparkling water, and a splash. You can either just use lime juice, or if you like things a little bit sweeter, throw in agave or simple syrup, or just a pre-bought margarita mix. And that's all you need to have friends over. If you wanted to add the chips and guacamole, they'll come back.
I would like to say, too, Reagan's a really good hostess. And she, one thing that she does really well is also just like getting people together. Whether it was us on our cul-de-sac, all kind of meeting up with the neighbors. And this is something that would be applicable, you know, for anyone listening. Is just, if you don't know your neighbors or you want to get to know them more, just send a text out or go knock on their door and use what you have in your kitchen. You don't have to go spend money and you don't have to go buy something super fancy, just like Reagan was saying. Like, just like a lot of times we would have parties on the cul-de-sac and it would be like, hey, this is what I've got in my pantry, so I can bring rice.
Yeah.
It might be like something totally, it's like I've got corn, you know, the corn salsa from Trader Joe's. I've got rice and I've got, three oranges. That's all I can offer. And then Reagan might be like, okay, well, I'll use your oranges to make a really good cocktail. And then, you know, Kelly, do you have this? And then we would, and just kind of one, she was always the one person that kind of maybe piece together the food. And I just think that you don't have to spend money, just go get to know your neighbors. I mean, that's really what we did.
Mm-hmm. You kind of set the tone for the gathering. So if you're going to be like, hey, you know, we did talk about using our fancy, but this is kind of different here. You can weave it in. But if you're laid back with paper plates, plastic forks, Dixie cups, they're going to be like, yes. I can relax. Like, I'm not going to break anything. This is my kind of mom. She's throwing all this away as soon as we walk out the door. So you're going to set the tone and the vibe. So if you go like, hey, here's a bag of chips and you open it and not put it in another container to serve tortilla chips out of, you reach in a bag and eat a chip, you know? So it's like, if you're going to give the laid back vibes, then people are going to pick up on that and instantly feel more relaxed than at home in your home, but also serve the tequila too. And then you'll just have a great time.
And then everyone will be relaxed. You mentioned Trader Joe's, and I think you were talking about the salsa, Polly, but margarita mix, Trader Joe's has an awesome pre-made margarita mix that it's so,
so
perfect.
Good.
And I even dilute it with a sparkling water. I even mix it, like I'll do the tequila with, then I'll add the margarita mix, like a splash mm-hmm. or two of that. And then I'll use the LaCroix with
yes.
like a lime. And so that way it's not as sugary.
That's the way to go.
Well, their jalapeno limeade is really delicious too. And so sometimes if you just do the jalapeno limeade, sparkling water, tequila, and then some fresh lime. It's delicious too.
Yeah, and that is a seasonal item. So go there now and get the jalapeno lime. We just went to the pool, my husband and I, last weekend. We took a Tupperware container, filled it up halfway with tequila and halfway the other half. It was a small Tupperware. It was like this big. It wasn't like a gallon with the jalapeno lime. And that was our concentrate. And then we just chucked some sparkling waters in a cooler bag and then brought paper cups. And we had some ice in there too. So then we'd pour the concentrate of the tequila and the limeade and then halfway up the cup. And then the rest of the half was sparkling water. So then we had like our little bar and our little cooler. Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. At the pool. A drink that I don't know how I'm 41 years old and I just learned about the Paloma.
Welcome.
I never heard of it. And now I see it more and more on menus. Maybe it's just gaining more popularity, but obviously it's been around for a while. But I'm pretty sure it's just a tequila-based drink that is using grapefruit juice instead of like a lime or lemon. So check out a Paloma. Like that's something fun to just experiment with. And yeah, drink it out of a Dixie cup or get cute little fancy glasses from
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, tequila, so you can mix any citrus with tequila. Just throw a hint of sweetness in there, some sparkles, and you're good to go. So like lemon, oranges, grapefruit, lime. Tequila's the best. He's so friendly.
All right, we'll close with some gratitude and just kind of a way to get to know y'all a little bit better to see four things that you're each thankful for today. And Polly, we'll start with you.
Okay, let's see, four things I'm thankful for today. Well, I've just been out of town. I've been out of town for about a little over a week, and so I came home last night. So things I'm thankful for would be in relation to that today. So like this morning, I got up and made my cup of coffee. And you know when you travel, I mean, it's great to go have all the fancy drinks and foods and stuff when you travel, right? But like coming home and just making a cup of coffee at your own house and pouring half and half in my milk frother, like that to me is something that I'm super thankful for today. My bed, you know, traveling again, like it's heavy on my mind. My son's freckles, I was looking at him this morning. I have a 10-year-old that has red hair, and he's just like the best freckles on his face. And this morning I was looking at him, and something about the way that the light in the room was hitting him just made me really happy looking at his freckles. So, and then I'm thankful for being home. Like I said, I was just gone. And so those are kind of the things that I'm super grateful for today. I had a great time being out of town, but there's nothing like being home.
Love it. What about you, Reagan?
I mean, I guess this podcast has really made me think how grateful I am for Next Door Life and Instagram, opportunity that it's given us to stay-at-home moms who stayed at home for a long time. And then once we got closer to our 40s, because I think we started when we were late 30s, it kind of gave us a career. So very grateful for that. It's nice to bring a paycheck in with something you love, and also grateful for Polly with someone you love. So that brings all the things together, your friends, business, and fashion, all the things we love. I did also write tequila down because it's summer and it's really nice to be able to pull out a bottle of tequila and sparkling water and make a drink. And I'm also thankful for my neighbors and the community that we have here on the street. It's really a blessing.
Y'all make me want to move to
our neighborhood. Is dreamy. I always tell people it's like 1985. We're kind of stuck in 1985 in the best of ways here. Like our kids will play outside till it's dark, and then we go on their porches and yell for them to come back in. It's just great.
Real quick before we go, I feel like I've been struggling to find a show to watch right now. You know, it just comes and goes. Do y'all have any show recommendations for everybody? Anything or a book?
Okay.
I just started The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Have y'all read that?
No, but I've heard it's good. I have not. It's on my list.
Okay. Y'all read that book. So I just gave you a book and now y'all can just share either a book or a TV show real quick.
I just finished episode 2 because we were kind of in a lull. We finished all the main things everybody's talking about. Anatomy of a Scandal on Netflix. Ooh.
You
can see it.
Yeah. Ooh. That's the problem. I watch a lot of stuff for the Bobby Bone Show. So I say in air quotes, I'm like, it's work. I have to watch all of
research,
this. I need to be up to speed.
Yeah, that's what I'm currently watching.
But Polly and I go to the same lash girl, Amy, and she owns Lash. And she's actually the one that told me about Anatomy of a Scandal.
Well, a show that the best show that I've seen in a while, and it's been out for a little bit, and then Reagan watched it as well, but it was called Station 11 on HBO. And it's definitely, it's not, I don't think it's for everyone because it's kind of, I don't know. It's just, it's very timely. So it's about, well, I don't even know if you want to know what it's about, but it is just, it just enthralled me. And it was just with one season only. And it kind of starts with a pandemic. So it, like I said, it feels very timely, but it is just this amazing story, all different kinds of characters. And it reminded me a little bit of Lost, the way that it would start to tell the story with flashbacks and kind of scene, and you would start with, 20 years ago and then go back to today. And it was just a really unique storyline. So Station 11, that's my favorite I've seen in a while.
Those are both great recommendations. And I just feel like sometimes I like to see what people are either reading or watching just to add it to my list. I keep like a running list, hopefully, to get it all.
I keep a running list too. And I was going to look it up because I went to a hangout the other night. And they were all talking about these shows. And I was like, wait, I need to write all these down, guys. But we might not have time for my list.
Y'all can follow Reagan and Polly. The Instagram, again, is at Next Door Life. And I promise you won't be let down with the content, the links. And I will continue to shop through y'all. And I appreciate you taking the time to go sort through stuff at some stores that are very overwhelming to me. Like, I feel like I walk into Zara and I want to turn around and walk back out because I don't even know where to start. But what's cool is y'all don't get overwhelmed and you go filter through and figure out what it is that we need. And then you post the link and it's like, yeah, boom, boom, done.
If you hate to shop, then you should follow us because we want to shop.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye,
Amy.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.